Good evening and welcome to a brisk walk with my dog, my puppy dog, my Cotton de Tulier, a little white fluffy little ball of thing with short legs and a little tail that's sticking up. We're scampering along, this is meant to be good for me, and I spent time this evening brushing the dog, brushing the dog so his hair stands out really well, and I feel like I'm walking alongside a thing that is incredibly healthy. And I'm just about improving my health slowly, hour by hour. Or I hope it is. Anyway, I'm getting over this bloody flu that I've had. And my humour is getting a slightly a bit more benign and relaxed. Yeah, it's not that easy being miserable. So, but this walk, which has got us down now, we're right down at the far end of the estate. And we just want to see, is he going to have a little pee up against the wall? Yes, he is. We have walked from one end of the estate to the other. He's left his mark on the wall and now we're walking back. Yeah, that's what it's like, folks. I'm not really a tremendous walker. I'm not a great fit person. So this for me is my main exercise of the day. And I've decided that I could spend the year 2011 doing a little kind of walking diary as I take the dog along. By the way, this is grit or something like that that's left over from the previous stage of when we needed to have grit and salt. And I believe snow's on the way. I've just been listening to Peter Dunnigan's start of his sodcast, which must be well worth tuning into if you're keen on gardening. And he was talking about white stuff on the ground, and so there we are. I'm just walking on top of dead leaves here on concrete, past people's houses. All of them are kind of shut up and closed. And no, I'm not on a ghost estate. I'm only cut for words. So, what to say this evening? That's the thing, you know. I am a great believer in doing at least one boo in the day, in which you don't know what's going to come out of your mouth until you've actually said it. And it was, I suppose, Ern Mander's refrain of "Are you ready?" Made me, his latest audio boo, made me think about, am I ready? I'm not ready for anything, really. At the moment, I feel like scuttling back home and watching the very end of the cricket. I believe England are on the verge of another victory. And I've seen precious little of it. And there was a time when I used to see all of it. I'm one of these people who used to creep downstairs in the middle of the night in Limerick in Ireland and listen to the ball-by-ball commentaries from Australia during the 1960s. It must have been a bit weird, actually. I didn't know anybody else who did the same thing, but I was mad about cricket. It had a sort of nerdish element to it in which you kept scores. I'm sure lots of Americans understand that about baseball, pitchers' averages, and I could talk about bowling averages and batting averages and, you know, wicket-keeping averages, although I don't remember much about wicket-keeping averages, to be truthful. Well, batting and bowling I used to be able to discuss with some authority, and back in the days when, you know, everybody has this notion about the cricketers who they followed when they were a teenager. They were really the best cricketers of all. So I'm remembering fondly back to people, and I'll just be a boring old fart if I went on about who they are, so I won't mention any names. But so this is, the walk is now, we're now walking around the circle, I'll call it. It's really an oval, and actually, last time I spoke while I was on the dog walk, there was a man running around here in shorts. He's gone now tonight. He doesn't seem to be running around again, so he's probably stopped his run. I doubt he would be one of these long runners who keep going for 24 hours. So I think he probably gave up and put on long trousers, got on with the rest of his life. So, yes. I'm looking here at the bins. They're bins out for tomorrow. reminds me that I missed getting the bins out on time this morning. So I've got one whole bin full of stuff which won't be emptied for 2 weeks. Now I've got a kind of waste management issue. So there you are, that's another thing to deal with. So what else can I tell you? Nothing really, except get ready for this further ice blast that's moving in. So have I got any philosophy to talk about tonight? Nothing comes to my mind. There are times when I find I can reflect, and I suppose the most interesting bit of philosophy that I had today was a Twittering exchange with a guy called David Quaid from, in Limerick, he's known as Primary Position, and he's really taken against Seth Godin. So Seth Godin's one of the people I really like. So I found myself trying to think, what would I say in favour of Seth Godin? You know, what would I say in favour of it? And the key thing is I realised that, well, actually, somebody writes something and they do their best to express some meaning, and they have some purpose behind what they're writing, so their writing has a purpose and it's an effort at meaning. And somebody else then picks it up, looks at it, and it really is a matter of accident whether that piece of writing pushes their buttons and strikes them as a wise and valuable piece of learning that opens up new corridors to knowledge, or vistas, or whatever metaphors you want to use. But basically, whether it's any good or not, and somebody else reads the same piece of writing and says, that's claptrap, that's rubbish, there's nothing useful in that, what good is that, and what does that do about global warming and the world economic crisis, etc., etc. So the two people look at the same piece of writing and they can end up having an argument about it, whereas really, what's much more interesting are the differences between the two individuals. The piece of writing is nothing more than words on the page, and it's... So, I suppose that's my bit of philosophy for today. It's about, you know, don't get involved in pointless arguments with somebody else about whether something which appeals to you ought to appeal to the other person. Because, frankly, well, that's a car. Somebody's running around the estate in one of these slightly noisy things here, waving at the house, and there you go. Oh, a bit of excitement here. This is usually a sedate estate, but there's a bit of action in the background. So we walk quietly past that, me and the dog. In fact, you haven't heard from the dog this evening, so let me just see if I can get a sound out of the dog. Hello, Rocky. No, I don't think that led anywhere. Oh, there's a lot of bit of excitement going on behind me there. So that's it. Anyway, eight and a half minutes of the ramble, and I wish you a very good evening. I leave the wherever I was at and that round of thoughts where it is, and just wish you all the best, and thank you for just being there, whether you're listening or not. You know, it doesn't really matter if anyone listens to this. I've still enjoyed doing it. So I did it. Not just for you, but also for myself. Have a good evening.